We're joined by the head coach of Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball, Brian Neeson, as the Bulldogs rally back and hang on in overtime 79-76. And coach, a big-time win for your team. You end your eight-game slide, and you sweep your rival Iowa Falls Alton here in this 2024-2025 season.
Yeah, that felt great. We needed that. Fun to go to a winning locker room. It had been a while, and yeah, it was a great high school basketball game. I mean, 70-70 end of regulation, and it was big shot after big shot, back and forth, and yeah, just a great environment, great high school basketball game, and just happy our kids made one more play.
One of the big stretches that stood out to me over the course of the game, your team trailed 54-47 to the Cadets when the fourth quarter began. You turned that deficit into an advantage from that point, outscoring them 11-3 to begin the fourth. What was the conversation going into the fourth quarter? Because I saw an extra fire from your team in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the plan was, it was the end of the first quarter, we switched to that box and one, and I don't think we came out of the box and one because Kale Calouse was just on fire. He had 19 points like before we could blink. He had a couple that we were all over him, but we felt like we had to go to the box and one. And I mean, offensively, I really like what we did offensively all game. Obviously, we scored. I'm sure it was a season high for us scoring. I really liked how we attacked their zone all game. I thought we got great looks all night, and you know we just kept playing. And that fourth beginning of the fourth quarter, we had some bench guys in. I mean, Hunter Reakin made him. He had big minutes for us. I mean, he chased Calusa in that box most of the night, so he did a heck of a job. Jake Donaworth, he was in at the beginning of that fourth quarter. He made some big time hustle plays for us, like he always does. Took care of the ball. I mean, those two bench guys were in there for key times, and you know, obviously Caden Woods and Brady Hard, monster nights. They both had 28 points, so I mean that speaks for itself there. I thought our guards made timely plays, but yeah, we stayed the course. We wanted the box and one, and we liked how we were attacking their zone and what the looks we were getting. So we just told the guys just keep playing and keep fighting.
One of the things that really impressed me about your team over the course of the game, when the Cadets started to bring pressure, your team did a good job of moving without the basketball. I saw a lot of cuts to the basket to create some of those high-percentage scoring opportunities, especially the movement by Caden Woods. I saw a lot of backdoor cuts by him and strong finishes.
Caden's our best cutter. He moves really good without the ball, and he plays to his strengths. I mean, he's not a guy right now that we want shooting a lot of jump shots, and he knows that. He's a kid who really, really plays to his strengths. And, yeah, moving without the basketball. And, I mean, obviously they had a lot of attention on Brady Hart, rightfully so. I mean, he's going to get two, if not three guys. I mean, that simple math there, we got somebody open. But, yeah, Caden does a great job moving without the ball.
And what a night for Caden Woods and Brady Hart, both with 28 points. And Brady Hart did an excellent job tonight rebounding the basketball. He had a lot of second chance opportunities to finish for your team in those minutes that you needed those points to keep this game tight.
I mean, he's hard to officiate. I mean, I feel like there's times that he definitely gets hit on those. But, you know, when the other team's giving up seven inches on them all, I feel like it's hard to call all those when guys are 7 inches shorter. But he kept playing. And, I mean, he made some free throws. Looking at the stats here, he made some clutch free throws as well. He got to the line late. He was the guy that went and got the ball for us, clutch free throws. And, yeah, Brady, it's always fun, too, seeing Huddle Assist does our stats. It's always really fun to see how many rebounds he got.
Your brief thoughts, Coach, on what is a three-game week for your team. This was just stage one of three. You get one practice day to get ready for two games as you play Thursday. You stay here in Hardin County as you play South Hardin. And then you will face Algona on Friday. But your thoughts, seeing the Tigers, a rare matchup with them, don't see them very often.
Yeah, well, I think we should just try to get a game tomorrow, too, and just go four in a row. No. I honestly haven't watched South Hardin at all. I talked to Coach Holm from Iowa Falls. He said they're a man-to-man team, so I know that we'll probably be able to run our man stuff against them. But honestly, I don't know. I know they played Iowa Falls tough. I think Iowa Falls beat them by three. I think they're around 500, so another quality opponent. But, you know, right now, I mean, the guys, I told the guys yesterday, they had a really fun time where they don't have a lot of practices. We had a lot of games. Game. I mean, we have a three-game week this week, three-game week next week, so just a lot of game nights. So that's really fun for them, and I'm excited to coach them again tomorrow and the short workout, and then, yeah, let's go back on the road and keep it rolling.